a cackle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A beautiful, beautiful fall, early fall. I'll call it early fall because technically I don't think we're there yet, but it's a beautiful early fall weekend. Great weekend to be outside. Get out and do your stuff. Thanks for joining me this morning. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie over there. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis back on the board.
Come on, how are you?
I'm good. You're sporting a totally different coif this morning.
Yeah.
What is that?
Just regular hair.
That's regular hair?
Yeah. No gel. I'm not.
Nothing on the go? Nothing happening right now?
No, little... I'm going to go up north and chill. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Your scream has been a big hit, I hear. It's all over the internet.
Who's saying that?
Well, it's all over our website.
I got an email from, I think it was Brian Atkin, saying that he loved the scream. He loved the story I told last week. And
Wow, look at you. Eh? Who'd have thunk it?
Exactly.
When you first came in and said, Mr. Viola, I'm looking for some work. Hey,
please, sir,
employ me. And now here you are.
God help us.
God help all of us. Wonderful program today. Before we get into that, I would, probably not get paid if I didn't mention the fact that this is what, a week before the next big draw for the 9.9? This is the final week, right?
I think 16th. So. You're putting me on the spot
well,
here.
Well, no, it's 16th. Today is, I don't know, today is what, the 7th? So 7 to the 15th or 16th, that's a week away. Yeah, a week this coming Monday or Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah. So don't look at me like I'm from another
place. No, you put me on the spot. I'm like, what?
Like, that's tough for you to figure out, isn't it?
There's a lot of the calendar.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that have to happen there. Get toes.
Can you smell the smoke this morning?
I'm sorry?
Can you smell the smoke this morning from my head?
Oh, thinking? I didn't know what you meant by that. Yes, that's the Mercury 9.9 outboard motor giveaway on fishingcanada.com. And we are winding down, I believe, month 5. This will be the 5th motor. I got it incorrectly last week.
Oh, okay. Who corrected you?
You.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe. I believe it's a number 5 coming up. And all you have to do is go to fishcanada.com and enter. Push the enter contest. Enter me in the contest button.
Mm-hmm.
And it will just happen for you. And the more ballots you get in, obviously, the better your chances of winning. Last month's winner had 100 and some odd ballots in. Like, that's dedication, man.
Yes.
I love that. And you know what I love about this contest is that you have to work for it. Yes, there's an element of luck. Obviously, you still have to be drawn.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, the more often you enter, and by the way, you can enter every 24 hours, in case you're wondering. Every 24 hours, your name becomes eligible for another ballot. All you have to do is revisit fishingcanada.com every 24 hours, and you can enter another ballot. And the more you have in there, the better your chances of winning this beautiful Mercury 9.9 four-stroke, latest technology in outboard motor technology.
Mm-hmm.
Had delivered right to your door almost. Wow, to the closest Mercury dealer that's in your area.
Exactly.
Yeah. So don't forget to go. And while you're there, by the way, you know, take the time to enjoy what the Fishing Canada folks have put up there. I mean, there's a plethora of information, you know, from how-tos and hot spots and
news.
Blogs and news. I'm going to get to the news in a minute, but news galore. Like, we're making news. We're breaking news.
It's true.
We are news.
Yes.
On fishingcanada.com. Anyways, go there and check it all out. Don't you dare forget. And speaking of news, holy mackerel, that bear situation really became news this week. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, a few days ago, September 1st, at Red Pine Island, in Rainy Lake, Ontario, there was a fatality involving a black bear. I'm assuming a black bear. Nobody has really said a black bear, but that's all we have in that area.
Yeah.
So it had to be a black bear.
Makes sense.
Anyways, shortly after 6:30 p.m. on September 1st, members of the Rainy River District Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police were advised of a call for service at Red Pine Lake on Rainy Lake, and officers were advised that the complainant believed her daughter, aged 62, had been attacked by a bear, and she was missing. Upon investigating, the officers did find the female, and she was evidently deceased based on the observations made by the officers. Now, the black bear was still in the area and was dispatched by the officers. There were two other bears on the scene that were, I don't know what happened to them, to be honest with you. It doesn't really tell us in the report, but fascinating story. And fascinating, obviously, it's unfortunate that it happened, but fascinating in the sense that a lot of people think there's a lot of bear encounters that turn ugly for humans in this part of the world, because we have so many black bears. But this was only, this was the first casualty involving a bear in Ontario in over 16 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So they don't, they're not that common, because for the most part, bears are as afraid of us as we are of them. And as soon as you see them, they generally
run,
skadoodle.
Yeah.
But not so in this case, obviously. So that's an unfortunate story, but it made headlines in this part of the world, and it is continuing to. Salmon on the Fraser River in British Columbia.
Yep.
You know, they've had their ups and downs. They've had, I remember a few years ago, there was a complete, it was utter chaos. They had lost something like 14 million sockeye salmon that had not returned for their annual run. And then and this went on for 3 or 4 years, and there was all kinds of issues as to what happened and where they went and who was to blame. And then they came back, and everything was fine. Then they went away. And anyways, the salmon on the Fraser River have had their issues. They've had a lot of problems. Well, here's just something to add to that. There was a major landslide on the Fraser River this year, this past year. And the Fraser River is a main, obviously one of the main arteries that the salmon use. Once they come into the delta at Vancouver, they divvy up into all kinds of little splinters of water. But all of it is caused by the Fraser River dumping into that delta. So it's a main feeder. Anyways, in a canyon, there was a major landslide on the Fraser River. And this particular landslide was blocking passage for salmon on their run to a traditional spawning area.
Ooh, that's not good.
And anyways, it involved millions of salmon, millions that couldn't get through. So the community started digging in, rolling up their sleeves, and they started airlifting some of the fish to get them over the obstruction. There was a lot of machinery moved in there to move some of the obstruction itself, but because it was so steep, if you've never been to the Fraser River in the upper parts of the Fraser River, you don't know what I mean, but it's like vertical. And so when you have a landslide, it's very difficult to do anything with, because you can't get machinery. But somehow they've got enough machinery in there to open up a little bit of flow. So some salmon got through on their own. A lot more salmon were moved upriver. But it is apparently going to manifest itself in a salmon shortage in about 4 years, because that's how long it takes for a spawn to mature. It's a four-year cycle. So anyways, we'll stay on top of that. So 4 years from now, Stephen, when I'm saying, holy mackerel, they're saying they got no salmon in the out west.
Well, I wonder why.
Remember that.
Yes, I will try to.
4 years. Who the hell's going to be here in 4 years, anyways? Anyways, this week's guest. I've been bugging our illustrious producer, Mr. Winters, to get me somebody with some political clout on the program, on a federal level.
Okay.
And so I've been, you know, saying, well, why in the hell can't, I mean, like, be a producer, get on the phone, work these guys, tell them I want to talk to them. I got issues. So when I saw this script, when I first saw the script and I saw that today we'll be talking to Mr. Trudeau on the program, I was pretty damn excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
You might cry on air, though.
Arthur Trudeau from Spanish Ontario, a small community on the north shore of Lake Huron. Not that Arthur Trudeau is not important to me. Don't get me wrong. But I got excited there for a moment. I thought, finally, Winters had earned his keep. Anyways, Mr. Trudeau will be joining us. He operates Mukwa. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Mukwa Adventures. And for those of you who are looking for a place that will take you out on an ATV adventure through the trails in the backcountry, this just might be the one. I read about it. It sounds fantastic. And then, if that wasn't enough to get me excited, I saw that we had a cancellation late last night on one of our guests.
Yes.
Who I was really looking forward to speaking to.
Simon. From Carp Cup.
Yeah. From Carp Kit.
Yes, too.
That's his company. And so I was looking forward to talking to him, but I understand he called in sick.
Who calls in sick?
Well, you know, in Simon's case.
Yeah.
It could be self-induced. Okay. We know all about that. But anyways, and then last minute replacement. And who would have thought you could have got this guy last minute?
I know.
I mean, this guy, you have to
book in advance.
6 months in advance.
Exactly.
Jack Summers from Radio World will be joining us to talk about who knows what. What's on his mind. But anyways, he's the fill-in. He's the sub this morning. One of the most popular baits of all time. Steven, you know what it is?
No.
What is the most popular Canadian bait?
I have no clue.
All right. The most popular Canadian bait is the Daredevil.
Okay.
And that's a bait made by Len Thompson, the original designer of that bait and the company. But equally as popular, if not now more popular, is the Five of Diamonds, which is a spoon that any true pike angler will tell you, you have to have it in your box. Anyways, how about a Five of Diamonds that weighs 26,000 pounds?
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Was that going to hold it? Is that braided line going to hold it or not?
Anyways, it's, like I said, one of the most popular lures we've got, and they're made in Lacombe, Alberta. And literally millions have been sold worldwide of this Five of Diamonds. It's a yellow spoon with five yellow diamonds painted on it. And it's been on the market for about 90 years. So this being the 90th year, the folks who build it and own it thought they would do something completely, completely outrageous for their 90th birthday and in order to celebrate. They built a 40-foot long Five of Diamonds that weighs 26,000 pounds and turned it into a monument in the community in Alberta. And we'll talk to Brad Pallister of the Pallister family from the Thompson Pallister Bait Company that own the bait. And we'll talk about their history and all about the spoon. But the Five of Diamonds is legendary, absolutely legendary. And while we're out west, we're going to talk about Bigfoot, Sasquatch. Do you believe or do you not believe? Are you a believer?
I'm not a believer.
You're not?
No, it's too.
Why?
I don't, like, you've seen the photos. They look kind of, they're all blurry, kind of like when you see aliens in the sky. They're all blurry. It's this whole staged. Personally.
How about the Loch Ness Monster?
They said it might be a big seal.
No, a big eel.
Eel, sorry.
You're
eel.
Close. S-E, what's the difference?
Same thing. Yeah. I saw it quickly on Discovery Channel. I swept the channel.
Anyways, the story. Bigfoot's been around for over 50 years, and it's said that he lives in a remote part of British Columbia. Well, we have John Zada joining us. He's an author who just released a book on the subject, did a ton of research on Bigfoot, so we thought we'd bring him on to see exactly, like, what's the deal?
What's going on here?
Exactly. A lot of ground to cover, my friends. But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at this week's nationally enjoyed Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast to coast to coast. This week's episode has, we call it an exotic species, but I guess we should not call it that anymore, because it's not only alive and doing well, but it's really catching on the East Coast, and that is the superpower of the bass world, the striper bass. They grow big, man, and they are tough, and they're an exciting sport fish, and they're only a short little drive away if you're in this part of the world. I mean, it's an eight-hour drive to your first, actually even shorter than that, because you can actually fish for them in parts of Quebec. on the eastern parts of that province.
Oh.
But as you go into New Brunswick, my God, there's stripers everywhere, and they're big. And so anyways, this week's episode is titled Tidewater Stripers. And it is a very exciting episode. You do not want to miss it. It's airing right now on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast. Starts at 8 o'clock. But if you are not in a position to be watching that...
You're listening to us.
You're listening to us.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule. The next broadcast date is right there. Or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
Did you mention fishingcanada.com? I think you did,
yes,
right?
Now. Yeah.
While you're there...
Oh, yeah. While you're there, of course.
Not to harp on the subject, make sure you enter in the Mercury... 9.9 outboard motor giveaway, just 1 week away for the next one. And then we have, I think, four more after that.
Mm-hmm.
Every month, we're giving away a 9.9 on fishingcanada.com. All you have to do is go there, enter as many times as you want. 24 hours later, you put another one in. 24 hours later, you put another one in. It takes you a minute or so to do it. And you, too, could take home one of these beauties. That's at fishingcanada.com. No, we're not going to go to Brad. We're going to make him wait through the commercial break. But interesting story coming up with Brad on Playing It Safe. Obviously, the tragedy that happened on Lake Joe recently. Still not clear on exactly what happened. There's a lot of investigation going on right now. Maybe Brad can, I don't know, give us a behind-the-scenes view of what's going on.
Yeah.
That and a whole lot more when we come back. More Journal. Don't you dare go away.